Hello, hello, my friends, peers, and colleagues. Welcome back to another podcast episode of Everything from A to Z. I am Ari Zucker, your hostess with the mostess, and I hope you are having a great week so far. But I must ask first, how is your patience going so far this year? I mean, we're already a quarter through the year, and I just wanted to do a self-check-in. And I'm going to keep asking because patience and observation is really my focus this year. And I want to help you with it as well because this world is changing so much. We are in such an interesting time right now. And I really think that we've got to go back to grassroots. And I only say that for those who feel they want to, really make a change in your life and change. As fast as we want it to move, unfortunately, it moves a little slower. When it's proactive and positive, change takes time. And to really see an effective change in your life, you really have to sit back and observe how and who you are on a daily basis. And as a reminder in these podcasts, I'm always really talking about, bringing this back full circle, everything I talk about, bringing it back to you and your choices. And I really focus on not being a victim in your life. It is so easy to be a victim in your life. And I mean that with all due respect. If something has happened to you and something tragic and trauma, yes, you are a person's victim. How do you get yourself out of that to not stay a victim? And it does take time, and trauma takes a very long time to get through. So on the lighter note, when you're wanting to change your life and moving forward, it's not to disrespect people who are actual victims, but to move forward in your life and you're ready and you're at a place in your heart and your soul that you want to change, it takes time no matter what. It takes time to heal. It takes time to change your behavior. It takes time to move on in places, maybe move, change relationships, friendships, maybe where you live. Jobs, all sorts of things. And it's scary. It's always fearful. We always jump into this fear mode, like I talked about in my last podcast, how scary it is to sort of not live in fear. It's so much easier said than done, I know, but living in fear seems to be easier for people. So I'm excited about this week because I had someone reach out to me about how do you get to the point of feeling successful in your life. And that goes along the lines of what I'm talking about creating change, creating the life that you imagine. And I hope that the more I say create the life that you imagine means we're all creators of our life, right? We all have the opportunity, regardless of your choice. You might have choices that aren't great, but it's still a choice. You still get to make a choice. So every time someone says, I didn't have a choice, again, depending on your situation, but most of us have a choice. Right? It's like when you're little and your mom says, you can either do this or you get that. May not like the choice, but you get a choice. So when you can find the positive in it, like, okay, I don't like this choice, but I'm going to make this one because at least I'll choose the one that better serves me. Right? So I want to get into how you feel successful. And it really, being successful isn't necessarily about your pocketbook or your bank account. You've got to start with your heart and your clarity and your authenticity before you can really find success in your life. If you don't have these goals and you don't have clarity behind them, it's going to be really tough. How do you set yourself up for success? There is always an answer for yourself. You have to create a really good relationship with yourself. And again, this is another thing I will always say. You have to fall in love with yourself again. Who are you? Who do you want to be? And who do you want to be in the world? What footprint do you want to leave behind? All these kind of really amazing questions that you can start asking yourself. And if you don't have clarity about who you are or what you're working toward or the version of you that you want to be, you will most likely continue to find disappointment in your life. So if you are constantly feeling disappointed, what are you going to do to change that? And that is finding clarity, and it takes work. And if you're not in the business on working hard on yourself, then this conversation is pointless for you. But however, if you are ready, and only if you are ready to find clarity, all these questions, these few questions that I'm going to give you are going to really help set you up for success. So you've got to take the victim out of your own personal situation. You have to, because everybody else has to deal with their own situation too. So to complain about so-and-so has this kind of money, or they, you know, they had a different opportunity than I did. Well, what are you going to do to help yourself create a better opportunity for yourself? So I want you to start here, because breaking down who you used to be will set you up to create a new life for yourself, to create success for yourself in your heart first, right? So number one, who have you been in your life? And I'm sure I've said this in another podcast, but it is an important question if you didn't answer it the first time. Who have you been in your life up until this point? How have you treated people? Because that's a big clue. If you treat people a certain way, if you treat people with love, kindness, and devotion or empathy, you know, you're going to have a lot more clarity about who you are and where you want to go in your life. But if you've speak poorly about people, or, you know, you turn around after a conversation and, you know, you find ways to complain, then that's where you're going to live your life, right? If, again, I'm going to go back and say this all the time until it sinks in everyone's head, is when I used to ride horses and I would jump fences, I would always look down on the ground. And my horse trainer said, Ari, if you keep looking down at the ground, where are you going to end up? On the ground. So if you keep setting yourself up for disappointment, if you find disappointment in your life, if you find complaining every day in your life, where do you think you're going to live? So then the next question I would say, what is your current situation now in regards to the relationship with yourself? That is a very, very big point. What kind of relationship do you have with you? And I guarantee you probably never asked yourself that conversation. I'm sorry. I guarantee you've never asked yourself that question. It's not easy to answer. So answer these questions for yourself and sit with them and see what you discover. So I'm excited to hear what you think about this podcast. Please let me know how you're feeling. If there's something else I could answer, you can email me at info@alohalifecoaching.com and set yourself up for success. Be hard on yourself, because only you are the one that can make change in your life. All right. Until next time, everybody, thank you for listening and have an amazing week.